if the whole nation come against Elijah, Elijah have weapon, but he know what he must do. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The king said to Esther at the banquet of wine, what is thy petition? And it shall be granted thee. The king doesn't know what he's going to say, but he said it shall be granted thee.
Right.
And when the king say it is granted, he cannot reverse his word.
Right.
Okay. And it shall be granted thee. And what is thy request? Even to half of the kingdom it shall be performed. The king repeated himself two times after the 72-hour fast. That breaks what? The hardest bondage. The hardest what?
Bondage.
The hardest what?
Bondage.
Bondage. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That breaks what? The hardest what?
Bondage.
Bondage. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The hardest what?
Bondage.
Bondage. Praise the Lord. That day, then Esther answered and said, my petition and my request, if I have found favor in thy sight, in the sight of the king, and if it please the king to grant my petition and to perform my request, let the king and Haman come to the banquet that I shall prepare for them, and I will do tomorrow as the king has said. Then Haman went forth that day joyful with a glad heart. But when Haman saw Mordecai the king at the gate, that he stood not up nor moved for him, he was full of indignation against Mordecai. It's because of one Mordecai Haman has made law. All this law they are making, we don't know whether one of your boys catch one of their daughter impregnated. Praise the Lord. There is always a cause. David asked, is there not a cause? There is a cause. There is a cause. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
There is a cause. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That day, Esther received what? Esther received the desire. Now, in the chapter 7, Esther told the queen, Esther said, for we are sold, I and my people, to be destroyed, to be slain, and to perish. But if I had been sold for bondmen and bondwoman, I have held my tongue, although the enemy could not countervail the king's damage. Then the king got mad, and the king said, who is he, and where is he that does presume this in his heart? You know what he said? Who has conceived that in his heart to collect your money and not give you visa? It's in somebody's heart.
Yes.
Somebody's heart. We must understand God has given the church the greatest weapon.
Amen.
It's called fasting.
Yes.
And prayer. If you see that the bond of wickedness, man has oppressed you, man is making law, man is attacking you, man wants you to be miserable, man wants you to feel you are not human being at all, man want to use his integrity, his position, his mind, his creativity. In the Romans chapter 1, God said, inventors of evil. He said, who has conceived this in his heart? Esther said, the adversary and enemy is this wicked Haman. Whoa. How was Haman overcame? Through 72-hour fast. 72-hour dry fast. Listen to me. 72-hour dry fast. 72-hour dry fast. 72-hour dry fast brought the power of Haman and the wickedness of Haman down. 72-hour fast caused the legislative council and the law that was passed. 72-hour fast brought everything down. 72-hour fast did not allow the enemy, who is the wicked one, the enemy who said, everything the people have worked for, because they are not from my country, I will drive them away and take them by force. 72-hour fast. The 72-hour fast brought it to an end. Through that 72-hour fast, the one who said, I am the enemy of the people, he himself he had no stand. Every plan he did went away. He himself at the end of it all, because Esther fasted. There is a way for you to overcome that bondage. There is a way for you to overcome that hardship. There is a way for you that what you think is too hard, too difficult, you'll be able to overcome it. This fasting, it is a fasting for everyone. It's a fasting for who? Everyone. Everyone that live in the nations of the world, you live in another man's country, understand that the situation of the world has done what? Has changed. There is no mercy anywhere. Nobody show mercy to anyone again. It used to be before people think about people through, it is the legislator who is to protect who is going to kill somebody. It's not the legislator who make law that go and kill them. But when it came like that, if they didn't rise up to defend them, and the bondage, how you will understand it is that it is stronger than you. Yes. That naturally you have no defense. Yes. You don't have any natural means of defending yourself against it, except you seek the right hand of Almighty. It is through the right hand of Almighty that these people were released. In the land of Egypt, the Bible talks about their bondage was so wicked. They oppressed them to the extent that they forgot even about their name. Praise the Lord. But though they oppressed them seriously, the Bible said they too, they connected to God seriously. They did what? They connected to God. So whatever bondage a man has, whatever affliction a man has, whatever the enemy brings upon man, be it sickness, disease, pain, cheating, oppression, affliction, is called the band of what? Wickedness. This band of wickedness has happened in the Bible many times. In the days of Daniel, the band of wickedness through the same legislation, the same law. So these people there, me, I'm not the man, I say I pray for them. I don't do that type of prayer. I don't pray for who want to oppress others. Because the Bible say, who oppress stranger, the fatherless, the widow, the handicapped, call me against them and I will show up. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So we have seen the result of this man coming and rising up into power to trouble men, trouble families, trouble the vulnerable, trouble those who don't know the left from the right. Amen. So that they can, they have joy in pain. They glory in pain. They glory in affliction. They are happy to see others oppressed. They made law without thinking. You follow it now. This will create the bond of wickedness. The bond of wickedness, nobody, it is a bond that surpasses the man's natural ability. You cannot go and talk to him and, oh, please, look at my child. In the land of Egypt, how can a man sit in his office and write law? Because you came from another country and you are here. If you have a man, you conceive and you have a man child, let us kill the child. And there are people, they follow it, they kill them. But one woman said, no matter what happened, the God of Abraham will arise for me. There is a way to overcome these things, and there is a way God has used in every circumstance. Whoever stood against the band of wickedness, arrangement by man to oppress man, God has always, always supported them. In these 40 days that is ahead of us, you must understand yourself that you too, you'll be able to see which part of your life, in which area. Is it a marital case? Is it a loneliness case? Is it a singleness case? Is it rise and fall case? Is it pregnancy? When you conceive, it comes down. When money comes, it's wasted. Something comes to harass you in the night. Or man is oppressing you inside your office. Another has lifted his neck high that I will make sure you never have peace in this place. You can't run away. If you run away from that side, they ran away from Egypt, they met it in Babylon. They ran away from Babylon, they met it in Shushan. They ran away from Shushan, they met it in Germany. until they understood that we have to stand as a people, as a nation, and defend ourselves, the enemy always ran after them. Up to today, some are throwing stones against them. But they have now empowered themselves, and now they understand. When they say the battle is the Lord, it doesn't mean God is coming down to take stone to throw at Goliath. We are mandated by God. Whether it comes through legislation, it comes through community, it comes through spiritual, it comes through natural, we need to be ready to do what? To rise up and seek the face of God. Seek the face of God more seriously. Seek the face of God what? More seriously. Seek the face of God what? More seriously. Before it overcomes you, don't allow the adversary to win. Praise the Lord. Don't allow the adversary to do what? To win. Today, we want to deal with the bond of wickedness. We saw that in the case of Esther, it was broken through what? Fast. It was broken through what? Fast. Maybe you too, you have something. You might have had a letter from your landlord. Your landlord has taken you to court. Your landlord are collecting your deposit, doesn't want to give you the deposit. Maybe something man is using to oppress you. You feel that you are vulnerable. The English, even you don't understand it. The grammar they write, you don't understand it. Today, Antoinette called me that the landlord in Hackney, he take a lawyer, so he want to write, the contract is finished, he want to write new contract. Then he quote as one term in the contract. So Antoinette said, I research it. What it means is that when you sign this one, anytime you want to take the house from, because we've been there almost 10 years now, anytime you want to take it, you can take it. I say, no, forget, not, it's not us. Unless he doesn't want to own that building again, but not us.
Not us.
Because me, I'm not prepared for any of those kind of things. Mm-mm. No matter where we will go, we must go.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Because the man oppressing man is too much. It's too much. Hiding behind authority, hiding behind state, hiding behind one thing, and oppressing everybody. The church must to understand. And this is why now, today I was reading in the report in America, Rick Joyner, who sold 60 million books, is afraid to stand up to say homosexualism is wrong. And now they say no, because if you say that. So if the people who are leading the church are afraid to tell those who are failing and falling and Satan capturing them that this way is leading to eternal disaster and eternal wrong, because maybe they were arrested with something. We are deceiving ourselves and deceiving everybody. When it was not popular, we were talking about it. Now it's popular. Talk and let's see. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The bond of wickedness can come to your house, can come over your child. I remember the case of Rosemond, when the daughter got the best law in the Cambridge, they refused to give it to her. And then she took 2 weeks from the job and came and stay here. I say, stay here, fight them in the spirit first. 2 weeks. On the 14th day, everything turned around. You follow it now?
Yeah.
When Antoinette applied the job, they said, no way for you. No way. But before he applied, she put seed on the altar.
That's right, yes.
So he said, day one, day two, day three, I entered into my fast, I came to the church. That same day, where they said, why is the church becoming so weak and man is defeating the church of God? It's not about how long your wig is, how expensive your bag is, how grammatic you are. It is about who can enter into the spirit and come down with victory. If Elijah cannot call the fire and fire come down, it's Elijah who said, let the God who is God. If I serve the God who is God,
amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And that day fire came down. Elijah said, don't allow any of these fake men to escape. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We need to understand, since Jesus said, as the days of John the Baptist till now, the kingdom has suffered what? Violence. Only the violent to do what? Will take it by force. Hallelujah. The violent to do what? Take it by force. Otherwise, everyone will be a victim because the enemy want to do what? Enemy want to capture everyone. If we give them chance, it will succeed. Because when it's a band of wickedness, it is not you making it to happen. It has happened already. You are only feeling the impact and the consequence of what is done already. We want to end it here by remaining on only this one. Read it so tomorrow we know which subject, the next one. He called what? He said, this is the fast I have done what I have chosen. To do what?
To loose the bounds of wickedness.
To loose it. To do what? To loose it. So there is possibility to be loose from that letter. There's possibility to be loose from that burden. There's possibility to be loose from that situation. But it will not be loose with your grace.
Amen.
It will be loose when you see that I have grace to fast.
Yes.
I have grace to do what?
To fast.
I have grace to call God. I have grace to lift up God. I have grace to abstain from leisure and pleasure and consecrate myself to the Lord.
Yes.
So that this bondage, my director, my manager, my this is bringing over my head, it will not prosper.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And when he did that, we saw the key study. It never worked. Eventually, the one who dug the pit fell into the pit by himself. Praise the Lord. So the bond of wickedness, and what is the next one?
To undo the heavy burdens.
So there, you hear what he's saying? He said to undo heavy burdens. Heavy burdens. Heavy burdens. There's difference between burden and heavy burdens.
Wow.
There's difference between burdens and what?
Heavy burdens.
So you can be burdened with small things, but if it is heavy burden, example of heavy burden will be the woman who has bowed down 18 years. Example of heavy burden will be that whenever Gideon invests money, the money is wasted. Heavy burden. Whenever he invests money and he is now fed up, he doesn't know what to do. And now he begins to question God. Where is this God who brought us from Egypt? Where are his miracles? Heavy burden. Tomorrow, by the special grace of God, you are going to join us again because we are going to talk about heavy burden. Today, we spend 1 hour discussing the issue of bonds of wickedness. Your fasting, our fasting. We are all in the fast together. Today, we are in the second day. So wherever you are, understand that on this second day, you too, you will make yourself ready. Maybe you skip the first one. There is still opportunity for you. But no matter what you do, have it in your mind, whatever started with me from January, this time that I have, the rest of the days ahead of me, I will not allow you to cross over with me. This one, the kingdom of God, from every October going down, we enter into the 40-day fast. And during this fast, every Thursday is dry fasting. Within the 40 days, every Thursday, preparing ourselves for Friday so that God's power will be able to remove what only God can remove. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We are going to pray for all of us. We pray for you wherever you are. The hardest bondage, the hardest burden, the hardest wickedness you have faced through January till now. Maybe it's with your child, maybe it's with your family, maybe it's with your daughter. We come against it in the name of Jesus, by every power of Jesus Christ. By the power that conquered Haman and his law, by the power that destroyed Haman and his house, by the power that did not allow Jews to be destroyed, by the special power that came over Esther that day, that Esther had favor And Esther's request was granted. We command that power into your house.
Amen.
Receive breakthrough over that wicked. Receive breakthrough over that bondage. Receive breakthrough over that burden. Receive breakthrough over that wicked. Let the hand of God rise up this night. We call the hand of God over your house, into your house, over that burden, over that letter. Receive breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Receive breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Let that bondage break over your head. Let that bondage break from your head. Let that bondage break from your house. Let the bondage be removed. 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 Let the owner of that bondage be overthrown. Whoever carry your name, let them be overthrown. Let them be overthrown. From that office, they are overthrown. They are overthrown. From the court, they are overthrown. We silence their voices. That the Haman stood there, he couldn't say a word. We silence their voices. We silence their voices in the name of Jesus. Whatever they have taken from you and not doing what they must do, let the same bondage rise up 7 times over their homes, over their wives, their children, their everyone. Let them see noonday disaster in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The Lord of hosts is a man of war.
Amen.
He will arise for you and your house.
Amen.
You arise in mercy.
Amen.
And send destruction to the house of Pharaoh.
Amen.
That his people, he said, hereby they shall know that we are the children of the living God.
Yes.
Begin to give thanks to the Lord. We have prayed for you.
Amen.
We have prayed for your house. You too pray for yourself. It won't be long, December will come. It won't be long you will stand in your church and dance. Make sure you will engage yourself in this fast so that what must not cross with you. We are not waiting on the 31st night and then they will come. No. Be preemptive. Know to strike ahead of time. Not when it is late, it cannot work. You don't know, then you need to read 1 Samuel chapter 4. They were defeated. They were defeated, they were defeated, they were defeated until their whole power was totally depleted. The God they were looking at in the box, the enemy took it. The enemy took their power. We pray that will not be your portion. May the Lord mercy be upon you. May the Lord, may you sleep very well.
Amen.
May his hand stop the crooked serpent walking through darkness, familiar spirit walking through the night. May his power destroy them out of you in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now you know how to overcome it. Overcome it. This has been a special KGM TV program. We will see you again tomorrow. We love you all in Jesus' name. Amen. So that's the way. God has